Six Nations elected councillors who attended the Indigenous Services Canada joint gathering on November 15th and 16th say the conference that brought together elected officials and members of First Nations across Ontario focused on Bill C-53, which according to the Parliament of Canada is an act respecting the recognition of certain Métis governments in Alberta, Ontario, and Saskatchewan to give effect to treaties with those governments and to make consequential amendments to other acts. Six Nations elected council have stressed that they do oppose the passing of Bill C-53, which currently has reached second reading and has been sent to the standing committee in the House of Commons. Councillor Elena Vinevery spoke on the issues discussed during the joint gathering and what the main focuses were that she heard.
I think a lot of it was eaten up by obviously the issues that we all face, and the Métis issue, I think, was one of the biggest things that we heard there from communities. That everybody is against having our funding split. And that's what was told to us by the ministers or executive assistants to the ministers that we saw, that in one case, it's 25% of a pot that's going to Métis. So, I mean, that's a huge issue.
Councillor Cynthia Jameson echoed Councillor Vinevery's statements and spoke on some of the words that the youth council in attendance spoke on Bill C-53 and the issues that surround it.
But one of the things that struck me from the male youth and when he was speaking was about, he started to say the Métis Nation. And he goes, hold up. I don't even want to call them that. They're more the Métis Corporation. And as a young fella, what he gave an example of why he was so concerned. And he said, here they are, these Métis, he said, they have instant membership. And I got a little guy, he's got to wait till he's two, till he can have membership. And how they're talking about them being able to enter into treaties. Like, how is that possible? Like, they don't even have any land.
Councillor Jameson then said discussions between officials of First Nations in attendance focused on determining whether legal action could be taken against the government of Canada once the bill is introduced into legislation.
It seems like there's no stopping them. So what we had discussed here is an opportunity for the chief and the other councillors to do the networking with other political leadership in attendance to see what is the appetite, if they mean to have their way, for as one of these candidates, I can't remember which one, said is maybe there needs to be legal action against the government.
Six Nations elected council moved and passed the verbal reports from councillors in attendance as information, and the next standing committee meetings on Bill C-53 will take place Thursday, November 30th and Tuesday, December 5th in Ottawa.